Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. We're going to fire up a little NFL overreaction or reality. Overreaction or reality, gentlemen. Remember, this is just...
This is about Philip Rivers?
No.
Let's go.
You think the Dallas Cowboys season is over?
So I've been very adamant. No matter what team I'm pulling for, I watch till the final play. You know, there are a lot of times, whatever it is, I'm like, if there's a chance, if there's a glimmer of hope, I'm in. Because Jerry said that this morning too. Last night's the reason you play every play to the fullest.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen. We thought this season was a wash anyway. And look at how it's turned out for lots of different teams.
Right.
So no, I don't. But it's mostly because... There's still you had 22% now?
Yep, 22%.
Like, even if there's 1%, until there's zero,
okay.
I don't like to give up.
Well, then, the Vikings can still technically make the playoffs.
I mean, I was still with the Rangers, the Mavericks. I'm always like, hey, there's a shot, dude. Who knows? When in reality, there could be other things that are at play. But if you're asking me the question, as long as there's a percentage chance, I'm in.
Okay. Alec? Overreaction or reality, the Cowboys season is over.
I'm going to go overreaction just because this division is pretty unserious, and it's pretty stupid this year, and it's irritating because, I don't know, I would like to know if I'm in or out at this point, and it feels like, for the most part, the past couple of years with this division, you have kind of known by this point. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, either the math is telling you, or the eye test is saying somebody is clearly better than the rest. I can't say that about any of the four teams in this division, especially the bottom two teams. Philly is just so... They're such a mess.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about them at this point. They need more than an inflatable rabbit. They need an inflatable offensive playbook that's going to tell them how to run actual plays that actually work, because they're too talented to be as bad as they are. And then the Cowboys defense decided to take 14 steps backwards against one of the better teams in the NFC that you could ideally match up with if your season is continuing into January. So I don't know if it is or isn't, so I have to go overreaction.
I want to shout out, I think it's Dan Graziano this morning. He was talking about the Eagles offense, and he goes, look, you're not trying to win Super Bowl VI. And I just thought that that was very, very clever. All right. Because I can tell you guys have caught the fever, overreaction to reality. You were excited to maybe probably see Philip Rivers play this weekend.
All right, real quickly, from the 806, I am a little bit, but not a lot. So, underreaction? From the 806, I guess Peyton Manning couldn't get out of his media obligations to go quarterback the Colts. And I don't know if you've
seen... What about Brady?
I don't know if you've seen the conversation that Eli had about... It was like Thanksgiving or something, some holiday. He was at the parents' house, and this was after the injury, and Peyton was wanting to come back. And Peyton said, hey, Eli, come outside with me for a minute. I want to show you something. And he said Peyton was throwing the football in the backyard, and he had no clue where his arm was. He had, from the neck injury, he didn't know any, like, he couldn't control anything.
That's scary.
He said for him to go out and win a Super Bowl and do what he did in Denver, compared to what he saw that day, was spectacular. And he's just like it's the mental capacity to go, everything I knew before is gone.
Yeah.
And I have to retrain my body to do it. So I always give Peyton a lot of respect for the comeback, as well as what he did before before he even got to there.
Alec, overreaction or reality, you are excited to maybe probably see Phillip Rivers play this weekend.
Reality. I want to know if it's either going to be amazing or it's going to be terrible.
Either way, that'll be great.
Either way, it's appointment television for me.
Okay.
Either way, because the connections obviously make sense. He played there before, but Shane Steichen was his quarterback coach with the Chargers. So I feel like if anybody's going to pick up that playbook within a matter of days, it's probably Phillip Rivers. But at the same time, he's on the wrong side of 40. He's been out of the game for a few years now. It could look like the Max Brosmer start for Minnesota. Ooh. You know, I don't want it to be, because I do like the Colts team this year, and I think that they deserve nice things after what they've put up with the past few years. But either way, it's a reality for me. I can't wait. It's going to be awful or it's going to be amazing.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Chiefs and Ravens will both miss the playoffs.
Reality.
I think you're probably right.
There are other teams with better records, and the freaking AFC South has given you purpose here.
Yeah.
I think that, and you know, what you've gotten out of the AFC West from the Broncos' perspective is phenomenal. So yeah, I think there's definitely a shot that both of those miss.
But all that being said, I really thought the Ravens would be like, I'm done with this tomfoolery, and they would beat the Steelers. But they didn't.
Because Mike Tomlin knows them. He knows how to play a good game against them. And that's just what that is.
Alec, what say you?
Reality, and it's dumb. The AFC is supposed to be this powerhouse, man. I had both of these teams. I don't remember my exact preseason prediction. I have it written down somewhere, but I think I might have had these two teams meeting each other in the playoffs at some point and having an all-time matchup. Two of the best quarterbacks in the league, two former MVPs. Like, it was going to be beautiful. No matter what happened, it was going to be this high-scoring game that was going to be wonderful, and neither of them are going to make the playoffs because they're unserious, and the Ravens decided they wanted the Steelers to be relevant somehow this year when they really shouldn't have been because they're not that good. Yeah, the AFC is just, like, in the most respectful manner, a joke this season because it's everything we didn't expect.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like parody and everything, but those are the two stalwarts that you expect to be in it every single year because of who they're led by.
You used the word unserious, and I think that's an interesting transition into this one. Overreaction or reality? George Pickens' Instagram response to Richard Sherman wasn't that big of a deal.
Reality. It was because it's the Cowboys.
Maybe because it was him?
Yes. If it was CeeDee Lamb, you're like, okay, CeeDee.
Yeah.
With Pickens, you're like, hey, dude, you don't need to draw any more attention. And I do wonder if people in his camp were like, hey, let's just take that down. It was a story, right? So it wasn't even a post. It was going to come down at some point.
Yeah.
Because it's him, because it's the Cowboys, it's going to get a bigger spotlight. That response, it didn't need to happen.
Right.
He could go on the field and make the response.
Right.
That's what I prefer. But it really wasn't that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things.
Bonus question, Alec, from the 972. Do you think that Troy Aikman and Bart Starr were next up on the Colts quarterback list?
Yeah, I think Steve DeBerg was on there, too.
Oh, that makes
Steve
sense.
Steve DeBerg.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody can reach him at this stage in his life. He is off the grid.
Romo's sitting up there in the CBS booth, and he's like, why haven't I gotten a call yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm clearly sick of this broadcasting
thing. Romo
thing.
East.
Huh.
Be is Rivers that, East?
Rivers? No, he's Romo.
Bro,
you call him Romo West, so he's just Romo East.
Okay.
But all right. I'm going to go with a massive reality here because Somebody asked, I was listening to the Shoddy Presser right here during y'all's show yesterday as I was driving around, and somebody asked a question that Shoddy totally avoided, and I understand why, but I thought it was a good question. Will George Pickens' football life always be analyzed under a microscope? Because
the answer is yes.
Yeah, because of what happened in Pittsburgh and the character that he does carry himself with. And the answer is yes, and you know Shoddy wanted to say that, but he was just like, the guy loves football. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, we know what that actually means. And it's true. It always will be because of, one, how things went down in Pittsburgh. It wasn't exactly a pretty ending, but he's got this larger-than-life character, and that's okay. I expect that. Yes, I expect that from a wide receiver, for one, but two, even in other sports, you see other big names doing the same thing. Hey, talking head on national radio or TV, you're stupid, and I want you to know that. You see it happen all the time, and it's only a big deal because he's got a star on his helmet.
Right.
I am more concerned about the ball sticking in his hands.
Sure.
And him not getting 15-yard personal fouls more than that post.
That is very fair. Overreaction or reality, because Trevor Lawrence brought this up, the Jacksonville Jaguars don't get the credit they deserve. That feels like,
man,
overreaction the way he said
Yeah,
that.
Because they haven't really done anything that makes me go, gosh, they're just the best.
That's fair.
But Liam Cohen in his first year, this is awesome. I want to see the completion of it first before I go, hey, Liam Cohen, great year. And then he's got to do it again. And do that, you know, make sure Trevor Lawrence takes that next step. Like, there's a lot of things, because we've seen this play before multiple times, multiple head coaches for Trevor Lawrence. So I want to see it play out in reality with this guy multiple times.
Alec?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a reality here as well. I just saw that Philip Rivers has also been made available on all fantasy platforms, too.
Because he's going to play. You know what? Since you brought that up, bonus. No. Philip Rivers question. This is a rare fact-based question.
Will he get poached
the
off of the practice squad by somebody?
That would be
wow. Awesome. Then they have to go talk to Andrew Locker. I don't know. Overreaction reality. Philip Rivers will become the first grandpa to play in the NFL.
Wasn't Brett Favre?
That is correct.
All right.
Brett Favre, no doubt planning ahead of time to potentially steal more money. He was a grandpa when he was in the NFL. Don't you think it's weird, the idea of a grandpa sending D picks?
Thank you. I'm just going to go back to the original NFL overreaction or reality question,
this
Kevin.
This is your fault for bringing Philip Rivers back up.
Sorry, I panicked when I saw that because I have Jared Goff in the one league that I'm in the playoffs, and he has been inconsistent fantasy-wise, so I was like, let me take care of that. By the way, Philip Rivers' last game that he played in the NFL was in front of 6,000 fans because of COVID protocols.
Oh.
So, a lot wilder environment.
Because he used to play for the Chargers.
That's also a great point. But yes, reality, Kevin.
Okay.
The Jaguars will never get the respect they deserve, especially after that AFC Championship game run with Blake Bortles and stuff. People just don't really have expectations for them because they're Jacksonville.
Sure.
And I hate that this happens because I think Liam Cohen is brilliant, and I think Trevor Lawrence might have some of the best NFL football of his playing career under Liam Cohen. And I think that's a really fun team, and they're not exactly the best roster. Travis Hunter's done for the year, too. There's not that intrigue factor with them other than the fact that they're like Kurt Cignetti right now. They're like, hey, I win.
Google
like,
me.
We are winning games. That's about all we have to offer for you in terms of excitement.
NFL overreaction or reality, you still don't really understand what a catch is in the NFL. Now, John Harbaugh.
No, I do. To me. Okay. But you're right. NFL, I know a catch when I see it.
But per NFL rules, because John Harbaugh said, yeah, they talked to me. It didn't really clear anything up. It didn't make it any easier to understand either one of the calls. Obviously, the likely one is the one I know a lot of people are focused in on. He said the rules are as clear as mud.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've looked at mud lately, Kevin.
Not clear.
I have.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. So NFL overreaction reality, per the NFL's definition, you still don't know what a catch is.
Reality.
I think so.
Because they screw it up. they came out and told me Dez caught it. Then they were like, well, we can't go back and play that game. And you're like, yeah, it's 3 years later. Y'all admit it. Of course, hey, you can't go back.
We're bringing
the game
back JPP and Phillip Rivers. You can do whatever you want. Let's replay it now.
I'm in. Romo,
oh my God,
Romo, get
out
there. Romo and Dez, bring Cole Beasley back.
I guarantee you we could get just about every player would be like, yeah, let's go.
Except for Aaron Rodgers. He'd be like, I already won that game.
Yeah, there might be a couple of others. Alec, overreaction or reality, you still don't really understand what the NFL thinks a catch is.
Reality, because the NFL doesn't really understand what the NFL thinks a catch is. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Nobody does. Like, these officials have just gotten worse and worse over time. And hey, New York is like, we don't want to rout out our own guys. So.
Yeah. All right, let me give you at least one more. NFL overreact.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Reality, Jordan Love should be a bigger part of the MVP conversation. Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. In the meantime, he's moved up to second in QBR, but it's pretty much like Stafford, May, and then there is a giant drop off before you get back to your Allens and Loves of the world.
Yeah, having Christian Watson back is a huge help for him because he's got a deep threat to go along with what he's got with Romeo Doubs, who he ignored. Jaden Reed's injury was a big problem earlier this year. Stafford with 35 touchdowns, Dak at 26, Goff at 26. Those are the numbers, Kevin, I think that stand out a lot, plus those interception ratios for like Drake May at 23-6, pretty impressive. Stafford's number's just so high, but
Love's better than that. Interception to turnover, interception
22-4.
Yeah, that's better.
But Stafford's 35-4.
Well, that's worse.
Yeah, so
shouldn't he be ahead of Drake May?
You know what, Kevin, you bring this up a lot. Wins, team wins, big factor there.
It is.
So that's going to be another thing. But I think he belongs in that conversation. But we said it earlier this year. This was going to be one of the tightest groups because there's so many quarterbacks performing at such a high level.
Right. Alec?
It's got to be a reality. It's just, it's kind of muddy, to use a bit of a buzzword for me lately. The top of the MVP race is kind of 50-50, but Jordan Love, I think all things considered, with the fact that he doesn't have Devontae Adams, he doesn't have Puka Nacua, he has some of these names that are good, clearly,
sure,
but they're not what you would expect when you say MVP candidate and a powerhouse in the NFC. It's guys that a lot of people haven't heard of outside of fantasy purposes. So I think for that reason, paired along with the numbers, yes, he absolutely should be. He's just not going to, because there's a tie thrown in there and there's an ugly loss to the Browns in there. So sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next as we move into the Expressway, one of the stars of Stranger Things, Cara Buono. She plays Karen Wheeler, in case you didn't know. She'll be in studio next right here on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to have Cara Buono coming up in just 1 second from Stranger Things. She will be in studio with us. She plays Karen Wheeler. You probably already knew that. But
that's Nancy's mom.
Yes. There's something more serious I was going to throw out there. This feels noteworthy. A Dominican court has ordered a new trial for Wander Franco.
Oh, really?
And so Wander Franco and his legal team had been appealing that there was omissions. They said flaws in the process. Now, I think one of the other things that came up was lies. And I was like, well, I'm probably guessing a lot of people feel that way about their trial. And he is seeking to have his conviction suspended and potentially overturned while the prosecutors were looking for a 5-year sentence. And one of the things I wonder about this, not saying it would happen whatsoever, I can't help but wonder, like, if there was another trial, the conviction got overturned and all that stuff, and it's already come out that that woman or girl that he was involved with, her mom was hugely problematic, if that would eventually clear the way for his return to Major League Baseball. Not saying that that would be the case whatsoever. I just wonder, because of how young and talented he is, if that would pave the way.
I mean, I could definitely see it whenever the finances are involved too. I wonder where his money sits
That's a good
of the
question.
Contract and what they're actually dealing with.
Yeah, because I think they weren't paying out the rest of the contract, like from when he got arrested.
Yeah, and I wonder what those stipulations often are. So that's always a good question there.
And then Lionel Messi, in case you wanted to know, he has been named the MLS MVP for the second straight year. We already talked about how he led Miami to their first ever MLS title. So congratulations to them. And this is another thing that I have been fascinated with for a while. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly has come out and said if the league's players don't think the ice is good enough, they're not going to play. I already told y'all going back to they had issues with the stadium and checking that out and everything like that. And now you find out that they're worried about the ice conditions as well. We're like a month and a half, 7 weeks away from the start of the Olympics, and you have problem after problem after problem going into this.
Yeah, no, you want a stadium that's ready to rock, dude. You want something that's nice. You don't want all those problems.
But they also said if the ice is not going, they're not going.
Well, freeze the ice, all right?
Well, I don't
just make sure the ice is frozen. Get good frozen ice out there. Bring some from a refrigerant in. Put some pipes in underneath that thing. Make sure it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Do this. Where is this again, Kevin?
In Italy.
Is it hot in Italy?
Don't we need RJ or Mike to answer that question?
I'll try and find out next year is what I'm trying to do. By the way, the U is in there, so it's Buono, I think. I don't know, Kevin. I'd read the text that our boss just sent. They're on their way up right now.
Okay.
But yeah, man, if the hockey rink, if the arena's not ready, just make sure the ice is ready. That's all you need. You just need ice so you can play hockey. If that's not the case, move it somewhere else, Kevin. Come up with a better plan.
So
move it to America. We have lots of hockey rinks.
What about, don't you feel like Dallas has struggled with this for a really long time when people talk about the quality of our ice?
Yeah, it's hot here, dude. That's never been disputed. It's always been hot. You open that door. What happened in the air-conditioned baseball stadium we have? Mm-hmm. You open the door, mm-hmm. hot air comes in. So we got to figure ways out to keep mm-hmm. the hot air out.
Mm-hmm.
The ground gets hot. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to cool the ground outside to make sure the ground internally stays cool.
Why haven't we done any of those things already then? We've had this hockey team for 30 years. We're talking about the Olympics can't get it together. We've had this team for 30 plus years.
A, it's expensive, all right? B, they've been thinking about moving to Frisco for a while, or Plano.
Okay.
So they were like, do we really want to commit all of our money to that?
All right.
Or do we want to just do that with the new stadium?
And then I know the next thing he's going to tell me. That's why they're on the road at Winnipeg and Minnesota the next two games, because those are very cold places, and they don't have to worry about that. But they do have to worry about it because nobody has been heating up the ice, see what I did there, better than the Dallas Stars, who have gotten points in their last 10 games.
You're going to make it 11, aren't you?
Hell
that's,
yeah.
I mean, that's 11, 12. This is about to, dude, this team is on a roll.
Winnipeg's not very good.
Even with the injuries that they've had over time, even with the people that have been out, they've been able to continue to get points, to get goals, to get production out of all their good offensive players, and their defense is still playing solid defense as well. So let's just keep that rolling as we go along here.
But yes, we have had continued to have discussions about the best team in the Metroplex, and right now we're going to get some things solved, because I'm going to give it a shot, and we're going to see how close we are to getting the proper pronunciation. Cara Buono, right here on 105.3 The Fan. How did we do with that pronunciation?
Hi. Perfect.
Yes!
Boom!
I'm so impressed.
We did better
than some of the Netflix people, because I saw some Netflix introductions and I was like, I don't think they got her last name perfectly right. So really? Advantage KNC mm-hmm. over Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much. No correction needed here.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Thank you very much for jumping on with us. And
thank you for having me. Is this in the right
yeah,
place?
Yeah, you can move the mic.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, however okay. you like. Now, one of the things we got sent that I think is really funny, but I appreciate it. They said if you could tell people to go to Netflix.com/Stranger Things yeah. to go check out the show, are you concerned that people are not aware of your program? Feels like it's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, I wonder if there's enough awareness of this little show that we have, and I'm hoping people will tune in. So I hope you all tune in, whoever's listening to Stranger Things on Netflix.
Netflix.com/Stranger Things,
which I actually did go to that actual web address.
Yeah.
It led me right there. I liked it. I know whenever you start any project, you're hoping it'll be the most successful thing, and yeah. I appreciate that. But when was it in the process of Stranger Things that you're like, holy cow, this is a straight up phenomenon?
Well, not while we were shooting at season one. I had the best time season one, because it was just us shooting our little show in Atlanta and thinking, we love the show. We hope people like it too. And it wasn't until I was, the show came out in the summer of 2016. And I was actually over in Germany and I was trying to watch it. So I couldn't okay. really tune in. And I was just hearing that people were liking it. And I was trying to watch it as I, you
Netflix.com slash Stranger Things yeah. is
yes.
what she needed to know.
That's what
in
I
German?
Needed. It just built on its own. You know, there was no PR campaign for it. It just premiered and people were drawn to it.
Has it changed like your ability to just exist out in the world? Because I mean, you'd been in, you know, obviously Mad Men jumps to mind, Supergirl. There have been plenty of other yeah. things that were very popular mm-hmm. that you were in, but this feels like a whole nother level.
Yeah. You know, people don't recognize me because I look so different from Karen Wheeler. People look at me, they'll kind of stare at me and they think, why do I know you?
Because your fashion in real life is different than your 80s fashion on the show.
My hair's a little flatter, a little straighter. It's not as permed. And I think people will then, I'll tell them, I said, I play Karen Wheeler, and they go, oh my God, that's you. But they really don't know it's me. Hardcore fans, though, like especially kids, they know. But often they just think they know me from something, but they don't realize it's me because I look so different from the character.
Do you ever just want to go, yeah, it's me, and just keep walking and not give any context whatsoever?
One time there was like a Stranger Things pop-up in New York, and there were people just taking pictures, and my husband went over to them and just said, do you want to take a picture with Karen Wheeler? Which was very cute, and they all freaked out. That was really cute.
That is nice.
Yeah.
That is always fun.
I mean, I'm a fan of shows too, so like I get excited when I see people.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I believe, are you a Wednesday fan? Is that...
I am a Wednesday fan. I was a big Walking Dead fan.
Walking Dead?
Yeah. Like, I love Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get that. Who's a good one?
Yeah. And
good
one. I liked his character, Daryl.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I actually met him on the way to, on a plane. And I was so nervous, actually. I had a flight attendant send, I said, can you pass this note to Norman Reedus? I don't want to bother him. You know, and the show we were on, I was on my way to the SAG Awards in 2016. So, and we all shoot in Atlanta. So I'd heard that they knew about our show by then. And so I was just, you know, on my computer working, and he came over. He's like, hey, I got your note. And I was like, oh, I don't know. What do I do? Like, I was like so starstruck. It's very nice.
Did you put boxes on there? Would you have a conversation with me? Yes. No, maybe.
See, I'm going to keep that in mind for my next note passing.
I love it.
Check the box.
It's a little different, too. Like, when you go to The Sopranos,
yeah,
that's an already established show.
Exactly.
And with already has, hey, we like these characters. We don't know you yet. And how that reception kind of is.
That's a really good observation you have, because I've been on, you know, Mad Men and Sopranos, but I joined, you know, later, like I was at the final season of Sopranos, season 4 of Mad Men. I have actually never been on a show from the beginning. This is the first show I've ever been on, and I was actually, I shot day one, scene one, take one in 2015.
Wow. Nice.
So I really made up for all the time I've never been part of a show from the start.
And by the way, it's a good thing that you brought up Sopranos, because people on our fan text were already like, hey, she was married to Christopher on The Sopranos.
And I was
like,
okay.
That's right.
I was like, I'm not trying to discount any other work or anything, but
no, I think there's probably a big Sopranos fan base with the sport. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
My last night I was talking to my buddy, and I was on the phone with him, and I said, hey, by the way, we're having Karen Wheeler on tomorrow night. And he goes, oh, Daniela. And his wife's got this thick Boston accent. And he goes, they're having Karen Wheeler on the show tomorrow. And she goes, Nancy's mom? Oh, my gosh, tell her I follow her on Instagram.
Oh,
so now I've told you. All right.
Thank
you. So now you know that Daniela follows you on Instagram.
Oh, good. I hope she likes my posts.
She does, obviously. She still follows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, sports question then.
Uh-oh.
Because you're on a sports station.
Yes, I know.
Do coaches make players, or do players make coaches?
Oh.
Ooh, is this a question you ask regularly,
no,
or is it just a general?
This is actually,
do coaches make players, or do players make coaches?
I think this works with acting, too, because directors and actors, the work that you've done, like adding to...
It's so symbiotic. Is that the word? It's like, I don't think one makes the other. I think it's just, it's like any relationship. It's chemistry. It's a dynamic. It's, you know, when you have the right project, so it starts with the writing, and then you, the right, you know, Carmen Cuba, who cast the show, she got... Every actor who's on the show, down to the background actors, are all perfect. They're all perfectly cast.
Yes.
And I think then the directors are, it's just like the most perfect medley. You know, it's like, you find the people that you...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who get you, you know, your people that you have like a shorthand with.
Yep, I guess.
Like you guys, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, it's just like you don't have to, you know what the next person's going to say, pick up the ball, they know right. How to communicate to you. So I think, you know, probably in sports, it's the same thing. The coach is like looking out for talent, right? And spots the talent, and then they come and play, and then they challenge the coach to be a better coach. Like, what does the player need from the coach? And the coach learns from the, you know, it's like, it's a two-way, everyone's learning from each other and bringing out the best in each other. That's what I think.
Now, I've finished this season up to the point that we've gotten.
Yes.
All right, so I'm already there.
Okay.
I'm about to get in trouble.
He is
How do
not
you feel?
Yet.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 out of 10 so far.
Oh,
I love it. My wife, she fell asleep. Just because she was tired, all right? She was tired. So then we rewatched the last episode last night. And she just...
How could she fall asleep?
So...
Was it like... When? When did she
I'm
going
to put her on blast. She may have had too many glasses of red.
Oh, okay. Right? So, okay, that's fair. You know, I travel with my own wine.
But Karen...
We'll talk about
Karen's
that.
A white wine drinker, right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yes, Karen does like her white wine. I think it's because...
The carpet.
Exactly.
Yes, I get it.
Does not want to take a chance spilling that wine.
That. Yeah.
No.
Sorry, these are the types of things I think about.
Well, it's true.
We were having this discussion... I have been a bad Stranger Things fan because I haven't watched the new 4 episodes.
What?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
What are you busy doing?
Because I'm busy not wanting to have my heart broken by a cliffhanger and impatient. So that's the discussion we were having is...
This schedule is nice and tight, though. Yeah, I do like how quick it's going to get to it.
Do you like the 4 and the 3 and the 1?
It's going to be all... I do.
You like
I'm
that?
Excited about it, yeah. Especially since it's not... Like it was done in the spring, and now you got to wait till winter.
Yes.
It was done, you know, Thanksgiving, great time to watch.
That's
then
true.
December,
Christmas.
Great time to watch, and then
New Year's,
great time.
So I said I always joke that if I were running Netflix, I had this idea for the show to release it one episode a week, like we did in the '80s.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, break out your TV dinner,
right.
Just watch it on Sunday night,
right.
And everyone's watching it. You know, everyone in the world or whoever is watching it at the same time, experiencing it together. And then you have to wait, you know, just kind of like throw it back, like watch it like Mike Wheeler would watch it. Watch it while the kids would watch TV.
Interesting. Do you think?
You think I have a job?
Have we gone too far?
Yeah, we've gone too
back?
Far already.
I feel like we're too
greedy giving everybody
now.
Everything they want right away.
Well, I just think that's the model we're used to now, right?
Yeah.
Like we want it. You know, it's also like I like you. Sometimes, like there are shows, I'm like, I want to wait till they all air because I cannot wait for the next one. So
I'm glad that you brought that up. So our boss that was sitting in here and brought you guys up here, him and his wife don't ever start any show until the whole thing is over. I don't think I could have that kind
that's
of
like
discipline.
That marshmallow experiment. Do you remember that where you wait? They give you. Like they put out a marshmallow and they tell the kids, okay, if you wait, you'll get more marshmallows, and they see who can wait for the marshmallows to eat them.
I do not know that experiment.
I mean, certain shows I couldn't wait. Like I just, you know, I want to see it, but I get it. Like I remember I actually was late to Breaking Bad and I ended up watching, you know, 4 seasons, and those are 22 episodes, 4
yes.
seasons in one night.
One night?
I started like 6 at night. I was up till like 6 in the morning.
Wow.
I couldn't stop.
I did remember like when I was late to it also.
Yeah.
I caught up the day the last episode aired.
Oh.
So I worked my way until they were like, all right, here's the last episode. And I was like, awesome. I get to finish it up at the same time. So it was wonderful.
That show is genius.
What do you think about the fly episode? Because we've had a lot of debates about, do you remember that where Walter White gets obsessed with getting the fly out of their drug producing den? See, the fact that she doesn't know it straight away.
Well, it was a long time ago. It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We frequently
I'm
debate
still, you
that
know, I still had to make sure I was caught up on all of the seasons of Stranger Things so I could explain the Demogorgon and the Mind Flayer and the Demodogs, you know?
Well, yes. Speaking of that, you talked about, you were there, scene one. Season one, mm-hmm. episode one. Can you walk us through, if possible, any of the emotions when y'all wrapped filming? And then are those emotions all coming back up to the surface with the last episode's airing?
That's a really good question, actually, because the last day of filming, I was lucky enough to work. And they scheduled it so it was the – we were shooting the last scene of the whole series. And I was in it. And I was in the second to last take, and I had two lines I had to say, and I think that's the worst acting I've ever done because I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
I was just very emotional. And, you know, most of the actors were there. The crew was there. They let down all this confetti and balloons and music. I mean, it met the moment. I mean, it was very, very emotional, very overwhelming. And it's been interesting. When the show started airing again, you know, we had some time and I said, okay, I'm kind of moved on, you know, in a sense, like I miss it, but it's been enough time. And then now watching everything and going through it with my friends and fans, it's all coming back again. And also not, you know, every year or so, even though with the pandemic and some breaks, I always know I'm going back to Atlanta and I go, oh, usually I'm in Atlanta this time of year, you know, and not being there. So you know what? I just feel like if you're lucky enough to have an experience that is so meaningful, so creatively fulfilling, and it brings up emotions and you feel like crying in the middle of the street, like, go feel it. Like, you know, enjoy the feels, right? Like,
am I going to cry? Is that what you're telling me?
I have not cried yet.
You're going to cry.
I have not cried yet, but
that's not a spoiler.
I've experienced some emotions. I can say that, but I have not cried yet.
But it's so fun to, you know, it's so wonderful to be part of this, to connect with people like all ages, all over the world, talk to, you know, how it's been meaningful to their lives. They watch it with their families, their friends, the cosplay, the fan art. I mean, to be, you know, like I said, I've been on a lot of different shows and the connection that you have with the fans and like other people, I've never experienced anything like this.
Yeah, my kid's my oldest. He's about to graduate from high school. He's like, Dad, we got to watch. My middle son, he's in middle school. He's like, I can't wait. He watched it without us. We were like, what are you doing?
Come on.
Yeah, he's getting ahead of us on everything. I do have we talk a lot about card collecting on this show. We do a lot of card collecting memorabilia. Yeah. We have every year we have a big piece-a-thon where we auction off a lot of stuff and raise money for a couple of local charities. Nice. And so we always do dive in on what would you want from sports world. But if you were to, like, I'm sure you've snagged something off set.
From the sports world.
I'm sure
you've
snagged something off set. If you could take, my kids said Vecna's powers, and I was like, what about 11? And they're don't want the nosebleed. But if you could take one thing from Stranger Things lore, what would you snag?
You mean like that I could?
I got a top three list here. I'm gonna throw.
Wait, you mean like a thing or like a power?
I say maybe the overhead projector.
Like
the maps.
What items? What
Yeah, something like that, or the Castle Buyers sign, or the Dr. Brenner's sensory prevention tank, something like that.
Well, I did take stuff from the set. So,
oh,
you know, I'm very nostalgic. So I took a lot of wardrobe. I even took wardrobe that wasn't mine. I don't know why. I'm like, I'll want this someday. It's in storage, you know. I want this like 80s tracksuit. I took some stuff in the kitchen, you know, from my kitchen that's like very 80s.
And you use it in your kitchen now?
I don't use it, but I have it. I took in season two, they made an actual romance novel that I was reading in the tub, and it actually has a picture of Dacre on it.
Yes.
That they drew. So I have that. And, you know, when we were wrapping, the last day, I asked the prop guys, I'm like, hey, before I go, can I get the wine bottle, the broken wine bottle? I want that as a keepsake. Then they kept kind of dismissing me, like, yeah, well, don't worry, just check in with us next week. And what happened was the Duffers took the broken wine bottle prop and they framed it.
Awesome.
And that was a gift to me. And that was so meaningful
to
me.
That's so sweet. So awesome.
I would have swiped that, but they read my mind.
That is so awesome. I know you got a tight schedule. Thank you so much for jumping on with
this
us.
This is such a pleasure.
I will rectify the issue of not seeing these four episodes sooner rather than later.
I promise you, I've been in a lot of shows. As Michael Caine said, he's done like a lot of good stuff and a lot of crap. I will tell you, that's what he said when he won the Oscar. I said, you know what, I promise you, you will love it.
Okay.
Really good.
And if you can promise us you will write on a sheet of paper something crappy that you were in on the way out. We don't have to read it on air. I would really appreciate it.
He just wants
it.
To know for his own personal.
Oh, I'll tell you.
This is not one of those things. All right. Stranger Things on Netflix. Kara, thank you so much for
thank you for
on
having me.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're in the middle of the expressway. So we're going to continue with content. Our good boss might help you out right there. Do you want to go take a picture? Corey, you could go take a picture, and me and Alec will continue with, we'll get to the breaks in just a minute. Thank you very, very much. All right, Alec, we are going to wrap all the way back around to you.
Oh, no.
Are you ready? No, that is not the energy that I need here.
I'm scared.
Positivity. We're going to do NFL overreaction or reality. Are you ready? I didn't get a chance to finish all my questions from earlier.
I guess. You know, there's some stranger things happening around here, around these hallways. I'm kind of thrown off, but I think I'm ready.
All right. NFL overreaction or reality. Something is still wrong with Lamar Jackson.
100%. There's still something going on. I've been adamant about that. And I think we kind of talked about it a little bit last week, too, Kevin, where we were just talking about the Ravens and I don't know what to think about them or that division. By that matter, I think a big part of it is the fact that Lamar still has something lingering. And I pose the idea of that, especially baseball players, they love to tell you, I'm not going to get better until the season's over.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing. I need to be off my feet for a month, not a week and a half, or out of practice for 3 days and then throwing the football again on Sunday. I do think there's still something kind of bothering him. And then hopefully next year we get regular Lamar back. That would be cool.
Bonus question.
I'm back.
Yay.
Okay. You didn't want to walk her out. That wasn't very gentlemanly.
But I think like Tim was kind of eyeballing me on that.
Oh,
he was just like, hey,
I gotcha.
Need to get back to work. Right.
Do you think that's
back to work sign?
Do you think that's why? Or do you think he was like, hey, this is my time? All right.
To work with the Netflix people. Yeah,
even if we're in a commercial break. You'd be like, this is still my time. All right, bonus question. And I'm going to kick it over to you, Corey. The Ravens shouldn't give Lamar Jackson a big contract extension this offseason.
No, I disagree with that.
Oh, in your face, Alex.
Yeah, dunk on you. No, I think he's a great quarterback. I really do. This season, he was not their problem as much as it was their defense. They have to invest there somehow. They have to grow that defense better, and maybe because they don't have enough, you know, money because of the contract extension. But that, you know, how they can play with money to make that happen.
Sure, but he's still under contract for two more years after this year. He's just eligible for a contract extension. And I love Lamar Jackson. I just think I would just be like, hey, let's just wait.
You know what waiting does, Kevin? It ends up screwing everything up for everybody.
I mean, he's got enough.
What's your option? No, I'm talking about your team.
Oh,
the Cowboys.
I mean, he'll still be our quarterback for two more years.
I'd go ahead and do it if I needed that money to help out. Like, I can adjust the contract so that I can work on something else and add other talent
could.
On that team.
Yeah.
Then I'm going ahead and do it. If I'm a Ravens guy, he's quarterback for life.
Okay.
If I'm running the Ravens, he's the quarterback until he's done. I also might have to tell him when he's done, but he's a quarterback until he's done, and I just got to figure out how to build the team around him.
Alec?
I like what Corey's saying there. I'm probably just going to wait and say, hey, you're done whenever we think you're done, because, I mean, you got a couple MVPs for a reason. I still think that he has the physical ability to do the multi-dimensional quarterback play that he does. I think we're talking about something's not right now. I think it will be right eventually. I don't think there's any concern, really. And I do think they're going to invest more to try to make sure that that doesn't become an issue down the road. So I like their front office enough to think that they're going to play this right. And I would go ahead and just get it done as quickly as I can. I'm going to say, look, you are QB for life. You are the franchise guy. And let's try to get out ahead of the market. Why not?
All right. Frequently, I tell you in this segment, these are questions based on the happenings of the league and the happenings of the day. This is not one of those questions. This is a Kevin Hagelin personal opinion question. NFL overreaction or reality? You don't care who wins the NFC South at all.
That's overreaction.
All right. Who are you rooting for?
Like, it's a ridiculous thing to say, too. Why would you ever say that?
Because I don't care.
But why not?
Because I just
it's going to matter.
Why?
Okay. All right. Here's a couple things. A, whether or not I keep Baker Mayfield on my fantasy team's
See,
a big deal.
But you don't really care.
That
you
was
only care
A.
for fantasy
that
football
was
purposes.
A. B, I kind of want to see the Panthers do it. Look, dude. Ted Earl McMillan's a good player, and I think that the next stage for him on his rookie season will be a great time to shine for people to really go, oh, that's what he does. Playoff time is the time you get that. The fact that the Panthers have been kind of a non-factor in the NFL for quite some time,
Facts.
Another reason that I'm very intrigued by what their season's brought this year. Bryce Young stepping into this role and looking like a legitimate NFL quarterback, very big deal. So I think that I'm probably pulling for the Panthers to win the South the most. If there's any division that I don't care about to win, it's the AFC North. I think Alec and I have been very hand-in-hand on this one, which we don't hold hands often, but on that one, I think that's the one that we care about the least.
Tightly.
Alec, overreaction or reality? You don't care about who wins the NFC South at all.
Reality.
I
tried, and Corey gave a passionate speech about a team that nobody had any expectations for, and I wholeheartedly agree. It's not enough to make me care because I don't think that any of them are threats anymore. At the beginning of the season, I did think that Tampa Bay was a true threat, and then they got hurt. And then they got hurt again.
Yeah.
And then they started playing every single game in the last 30 seconds of regulation. And now that's at least
true.
What it feels like.
That's true.
So now I don't have any reason to believe that any of them have any reason to make noise in the postseason. So for that reason, I really don't care how it ends. I don't think any of them are going to make it very far.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. What a power-packed hockey, Stranger Things, football, that's what you get in the expressway, depending on each day. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
You know what? Let's do some level of concern next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.